Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged. So today let's talk about your leadership Oscar, the intangible award. So as many of you know, the Oscars were this past Sunday. You know, people get all dressed up, all the Hollywood people that made movies, people that were up for nominees, all these individuals come together in this one location. They throw out the red carpet, they take pictures, they talk about different things, they get interviewed, and they come together for one evening where a lot of people throughout the nation, throughout the world, watch it and hope that their nominee or actor, actress, whatever the category may be, will win. So there's all this, and then there's a workup toward the awards in preparation for it. There's categories such as Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress. Best actor in a supporting role, best actress in a supporting role, best director, and so forth. I mean, there's a whole array of categories. So, what is your take on the Oscars, on the awards that are given out, on the presentations and the discussions that go on through it, those awards? And how does that relate to you as a leader? As you know by now, I pull out different things about leadership from throughout different things in life. And today, in particular with the Oscars, there are many leaders out there that are deserving of an Oscar award. Not the ones that are given there in Hollywood, but I'm talking about specifically to you as a leader, deserving of a leadership Oscar. You know, there are great leaders out there that produce great visions. There are leaders out there that lead great teams. There are leaders out there that support other leaders, that help them become the leaders that they are today or will be someday, those great leaders. And if you look at just this brief example of leaders and connect the parallels to the Oscar awards and their categories, you see how there are leaders that are deserving of great recognition, of great appreciation. Often in leadership, those types of leaders, yes, they may get accolades and get acknowledgement, but a lot of what they do behind the scenes goes unrewarded, goes unappreciated in front of public entities such as the Oscar Awards. There are so many recognitions and awards that go unnoticed, and we don't come into leadership. You shouldn't come into leadership merely to get a piece of paper, to get a tangible award that says, look at me, I achieved greatness, look at me, I produced this great vision, I led this great team. Leaders, great leaders, leadership is not about coming into this with that mentality. So if you come in with that mentality, you're setting yourself up for failure, you're setting yourself up for greater feelings of unappreciation, greater feelings of not being that leader that you want to be, because you're coming in with the wrong mindset. And if you're coming in with that mindset, are you really in the right field? Are you really, is your heart, is your mind in the right place for leadership? You know, how would you respond as a leader? How have you responded as a leader when your leadership goes unnoticed? It goes unrecognized, at least in your eyes, in your viewpoint, the way you are thinking you should be recognized. Should you even think those thoughts or ponder upon those thoughts that, hey, how come I'm not getting recognized? How come I'm not getting accolades or getting this appreciation? How come he or she is? Do those thoughts cross your mind? Maybe they cross everyone's minds, but it's what you do with those thoughts. Do you ponder upon it? Do you allow it to feed into you and to stymie your leadership? How do you respond as a leader when your leadership is recognized? People see the value in your leadership. However, it goes unrewarded, meaning there's no physical awards, there's no verbal appreciation. I mean, people might say, hey, I appreciate what you're doing, good job. Those are some verbal appreciations. But in that public entity where you feel like, oh man, I should be recognized as leader of the year or leader of the month or whatever it may be. Do you get down on yourself? Do you start doubting your leadership? Do you start getting resentment because you're like, well, I should be recognized. I should be rewarded. But where do true leaders find their recognition? Where do true leaders find the intangible awards? For you, what are your intangible awards? What is it that you see within your leadership? Are you focused more on the physical awards than the intangible awards? Are you looking at creating the best picture? Are you looking at being the best actor or actress in your life, in your leadership? Are you looking to support others in them becoming great leaders in that supporting role? You can be a leader and also be in a supporting role for others, for the people that you lead. Are you looking to be the best director, the best team leader with the people that you lead? And are you willing to not get the tangible awards and understand the intangibles that come with your leadership? Remember your why. Remember why it is you came into leadership. Remember why it is you lead teams. Leadership, to me, you may have a different take on this, but leadership to me is not a competition with other leaders. Some of you may say, oh, I'm in competition with other leaders. I want to be better than them. And, you know, there's that camaraderie and there's that competitiveness that can be within you. But it's not to the point where you're trying to put down other leaders. You're trying to be better than them by walking over them, by backstabbing them, by doing things that are unethical. And you may be in competition with yourself and be hard on yourself because you're like, man, I should do better than this. This isn't me. I gotta be better. You're having that competitive spirit within yourself and being hard on yourself and challenging yourself. There's different takes and there's different degrees and there's different levels and there's this whole spectrum within this category. You can't say, oh, well, I'm a competitor or I'm not a competitor or I'm hard on myself, I'm not hard on myself, I compete with myself, I don't compete with myself, and this is wrong, this is right. There's a spectrum, and in my view, there is no black or white. there's degrees, there's levels, and everyone's at a different level and along that spectrum. So whether you see leadership as a competition with other leaders or not, that's something that you need to ask yourself and reflect on. And are you doing that because you want the accolades, you want people to see you, you want people to recognize you? What is your purpose? Are you truly doing it for the betterment of others? Are you serving others? Are you leading others? Are you creating other leaders? And sometimes you can get caught up in all the competitiveness and all this stuff, trying to dominate and all the stuff that in order to attain a physical award of material item or whatever it may be, that you forget that there are so many intangibles to leadership. So to you, what do you think are some intangibles to leadership? Can you think of any right now as you're listening to this podcast? What are, such as, here's a couple just to think about: self-fulfillment, self-growth, self-development within yourself. You feel good when you build your value within yourself and you know that you're creating this value as a leader, developing your skill sets, feeling good also that you're helping others, you're helping develop other leaders, you're bringing out the best in them. And some people might say, oh, well, that's all that feel good, touchy stuff. And well, that's fine and good, I'm not into that. Well, if you're not into that, I think you're missing a big component of what it is to be a leader. That emotional intelligence, that emotional IQ, that emotional human element that comes with it. All of these things tie together. And while you're in a pursuit of attaining all these things, focus on building your value, building others. Those things will eventually come to fruition as a side component, but focus on what are the intangibles. Yes, tangibles, awards, tangible recognitions, tangible materialistic things, all those things are good to some degree, and with them, you know, however you view that. But for me, there's a lot to be said about the intangibles and the things that go unrewarded. And someday those things will shine through you, will come to fruition in some manner. You may not feel that recognition now. You may not feel that sense of being rewarded now. Continue to build your value. Continue to support others. Continue to build that vision. Continue to create that best picture, that best movie of your life, of your leadership. Be that best actor, actress within your life. Support others in their roles, in their leadership, in their goals and what they would like to attain. And as you go along and as you create that and build that and build that, eventually those things will come to fruition, to where you might not get how you envisioned those being rewarded or appreciated, but it can come in many forms when that hard work pays off, that dedication, that commitment pays off. It might not look like how you want it to be, but keep grinding, keep hustling, keep motivating. motivation alive within you. Keep those ideas flowing. Keep taking action. Keep that whole cycle going, that whole process, stepping outside the comfort zone. And allow that, because that value matters. You matter. And no one can take that away from you as you continue to grow it and build it. And while you may not get that, the Oscar goes to, the leadership Oscar goes to you, goes to me. Continue and look at those intangible awards. And someday those intangible awards can lead down the road to great awards, whether that's a material item that you're seeking or wanting or whatever it may be, in whatever form that looks like to you. So continue to believe in yourself. When those doubts come, when that uncertainty comes, when that feeling lack of appreciation comes, when you're nominated but not selected, you may say, man, I didn't get picked, I wasn't good enough. When those things start creeping in your mind, start looking at within your mind palace and block that fear. Don't let that fear start creeping in your mind. Listen to my previous podcast on my themes on how I talk about the leadership mind palace and your journey and all of this, like I often say, ties together. So while the Oscars are now over, you weren't given an award, you weren't there, continue building, continue working, get out there. And yes, it's going to have ebbs and flows, your leadership. Yes, there will be ups and downs. But believe in yourself. Believe in others. And remember your why it is you do what you do. So in this short episode, I want to let you know that the intangible award, the intangible Oscar award, goes to you as a leader. And keep on grinding. So until next time, take care.